God weren't good? What if God were vindictive? Maybe he was like one of you. God gets his pleasure out of treating you bad. God gets his kicks out of seeing you suffer. Can you imagine how bad he could make it be? But God is good. Unfortunately, we've had our understanding of God skewed and tainted by a fallen world. This verse from John 3:18 says, "He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." The coming judgments. I wonder if any of you have ever considered all of the different ways that judgment is mentioned in the Scriptures. There's no way I can cover all of that, but I wanted to throw some at you today. Judgment as in wrath is pretty much what most people think. Romans 2:2, but we know that the judgment of God is according to the truth against those who practice such things. In the context, it was listing all of the evil things that men do. So there's a wrath of God that's coming upon those who practice such things. I wonder if it's kind of like if you had a child that was being bullied, and you finally got tired of it and did something about it. That would be wrath. You follow me? And then Colossians 3:6, because of these things, the things that people do that are wrong, the wrath of God is coming. Is coming, is coming, is coming. That's a future thing. You understand? Right now we are in the day of the church. We are in the day of grace. We have this time period that grace rules and reigns. But there will come a time period when it stops. Many of us consider that to be the rapture of the church, taken out of the way, and God stepping back from the world and letting the world have its own way. Judgment of unbelief, John 9:39, that was right, what do you mean, excuse me? And Jesus said, "For judgment I have come into the world, that those who do not see may see, and that those who see may be made blind." That's curious, isn't it? You would think maybe some other things about this. There's another scripture that's like it. When the prophet spoke about, "In seeing they don't see, in hearing they don't hear, lest they should see and hear, and I should heal them." And some passages, it even makes it sound like God has blinded their eyes. But that's not what it means. There is a scripture that says that the evil one has blinded the minds of people. So if there's blindness going on purpose, it's from the God of this world. But Jesus was speaking about the Pharisees who were standing nearby. And they were the ones who had self-righteousness going. And they could see how they were better than others. And in seeing that, they were blinded. You and I can be blinded when we think we're better than others. We can be blinded when we think we deserve. We can be blinded when we think all manner of prideful things. But those who see are those who have come into a judgment. A judgment that means, oh my gosh, without God, I can't see anything. I can't see anything on my own. I need him to be able to see. In fact, if I'm seeing anything correctly, it's because of his love. Matthew 13:16. "Blessed are your eyes, for they see. For your ears, for they hear." You know, we just sang that song, and we all kind of clapped a bit about knowing that we're redeemed and our chains are gone and needing to stand in faith in what Jesus has done. Blessed are your eyes, for they're seeing the truth, and the truth will set you free. Blessed are your ears for your hearing. How many of you would say, I've heard God's voice? How many of you would say, I don't know if I've heard God's voice? Yeah. You know what the difference is between those who have heard God's voice and those who are not sure? It's the same difference between those who know they're born again and those who don't know. What difference is that? Well, if I ask you, are you born again? Well, yes, I am. Did the affirmation come before you said it or after you said it? Think about what I'm presenting to you. Were you sure of your salvation before you said, I'm saved because Jesus saved me and I know that I'm saved? Or did it come after it? I'm telling you, it came after it. You didn't know and didn't declare you were saved. You asked and you called out and you said to Jesus, save me. Forgive me of my sins. And I can probably, there must be 100 people I've sat down and said, well, now you have the right to say I'm saved. But what if I'm not? I said, well, do you love God? Yeah. Do you know he's forgiven you of your sins? Yes. Do you know that you, did you ask him into your life? Yes. Then you have the right to say I am. Huh? But I don't know. I'm saying it's a faith statement. And faith opens your eyes to see. Until you're willing to take that step, you will remain in doubt and unsurety. Until you're willing to accept what he said is true about your salvation, you will not receive the confirmation of it. Amen? So when I ask you, are you saved? And you say, I'm not sure, you will remain unsure. If I say you're saved and you say, yes, I am, watch what happens inside. Are you saved? Anybody feel something? Anybody feel something? The Holy Spirit saying, amen, on the inside of you, the confirmation of the truth. Now when it comes to hearing his voice, Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. Are you a sheep? Well, I'm not sure. Okay, you have eyes to see and ears to hear. Faith says and faith stands on what God has done. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. Are you a sheep?
Yes.
Do you know his voice? It's kind of like, am I saved? Yes. Am I a sheep? Yes. Do I know his voice? Yes. They're all one and the same. They're all one and the same. God does not separate them. We do that. We're fallen. We're cursed. Sinful man has us. But you're born of the Spirit. You are a new creation. You are his sheep. Say this with some belief and faith. Say this with me. I know his voice. Now, if I was a doctor, I would say it 3 times a day for the next 10 days. And sometime between that, your spirit's going to go, amen. And you'll know it. And you'll sit there and say, well, I can't think of any time when I really actually knew his voice. Those who do not see may see. What are you missing? Well, if you're looking at the world through carnal eyes, the natural man, you're not going to see. You're not going to hear. But if you start accepting and standing in faith, as I'm telling you how you do it, and some of you have done it, you're going to begin to see, and you're going to begin to hear. And it's going to be that saying that says, he was there all the time. He was there all along. I just didn't realize it. Then you'll sit there and say, oh my gosh, I really do know his voice. Oh my gosh. And when this happened, and this, it's like a timeline. You're going to have an awakening. I know the Good Shepherd's voice. I know Jesus' voice. I know his voice. I know his voice. I know his voice. I know I am his sheep. I know his voice. And you keep saying it. The Holy Spirit will do a work in you. And and you'll have a revelation. And for me, it was like seeing a timeline. How many of you can look back in your life and think of things that have happened and events and said, I know God was involved with that? Yeah? Most of you. I know he was involved back in 1921. I wasn't even born yet. I know he was involved when I was a kid. I know he was involved when I was an adult. I can see now hindsight. Right? You keep saying, I know his voice. I know his voice. I know his voice. The next thing you know, you're going to see a couple of years ago. The next thing's going to happen, you're going to see a couple of weeks ago. Oh my gosh, a couple of weeks ago. He's catching up. He's catching up. You know what the Psalms 23 says? Surely his goodness and mercy. It says follow. But there is a better interpretation. Pursue. Surely his goodness and mercy will pursue me all the days of my life. So in this revelation, in this moment of truth, in this awakening, you start thinking about your life and you start seeing God involved in your life way back when, and it's starting to pursue you, isn't it? Starting to come closer to you, even 2 weeks ago. Maybe some of you are thinking about it and you thought, this morning something happened and that had to be God. This morning? Still hindsight, right? You're still thinking behind you. How many of you are getting this? You getting this? Right. The next thing you know, you'll be thinking about something that just happened a few moments ago, and you're thinking, wow, it's getting closer. Boy, if only if it would happen in the now. And the Lord's up there going. And I'm telling you, the reason you don't see it in the now, carnal mind thinking, you're still thinking natural. Turn the channel. Flick the flicker. And say, no, I'm his child. I know his voice and I can hear his voice and I can see him. I can see him. Jesus said that. Dale didn't say that. You didn't say that. Who said that? Who said that? Jesus. Who's Jesus? He's everything. He's the truth, the life, and the way. He said, you know his voice. He said it. You know, you start saying that a couple minutes ago, I think I maybe, you know, maybe I was him. And while you're thinking about seeing all these things, right, it dawns on you. I'm in the now thinking about those things that are being revealed to me right now. Who's doing that? Jesus. Who's revealing that to you right now? Who's revealing that to you right now? You see something that's happened to you in the past and you know it was God. And it's pursuing you, right? And you think, oh my gosh, I'm receiving that information right now. I'm getting that communication right now. I am hearing his voice. Whoa, baby. Wow. I can hear his voice. You think you're the only one? I can hear his voice. You think you're special? I can hear his voice. I just did. And you think, wow, that's great. But there's a verse that says, and he will show you things to come. That's a little much, Pastor. I can live with just today. I can live with the past. What? To come. He pursues you and overtakes you and goes before you. Did you know God goes before you? Do you profess that he goes before you? You see, all that I'm talking about has to do with judgment. Yeah? Who's judging what correctly? If you identify with the old man, you're still in chains and blind and dumb. If you identify and make the right judgment, then revelation comes. And this verse comes true, that those who do not see may see. I was blind, but now I was lost, but now I'm... What does found and see do? It hears his voice. That's a judgment. I am as he is in this world. That's a judgment. That's a judgment call. What does your judgment call make? Are you getting this? Okay. So now you have this revelation that he's actually talking to me right now. I'm hearing the pastor speak and it's making sense. My spirit is awakened and I'm burning inside. I'm getting something out of this. Some of you, I can see that. So that you're hearing right now when you pick up your Bible and suddenly the scripture seems to jump at you. Anyone? You read the scripture and you feel some peace. Anyone? You are hearing his voice. Stop denying it. Stop refusing it. Stop being double-minded about it. If you will make the right judgment, you will see. That's what the verse says. You will see and you will hear. You'll become alive in him. And he will show you things to come. He followed you, pursued you, caught you, overtook you. Eternal judgment is what many people think of when they think of judgment. And it's appointed to men to die once. And after this, the judgment. That's true of all humanity. Except, do you know who that's not true for? Anyone? This is a class this morning. Wake up. It's appointed for men to die once, and then after that, the judgment. Who's that not true for? Who? Us. Us. We don't pass into judgment. What? Some of you cheated and read the next verse. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but pass from death into life. When we got saved, was our day of judgment. Amen? You don't have to fear this passage ever again. That's how good Jesus is to us. Judgment from works of faith. 1 Peter 4:17. For the time has come for judgment to begin in the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? You know, the church has often said, see, if you don't get in line, if you don't stop fooling around, God's going to judge us. We're going to get some punishment our way. We're going to get some wrath of God happening in the church here. He's going to shake us up, jerk our chains, and get us in line. That's not what that means. It can't mean that. If what I just said to you was true, we're standing in grace. We're not under judgment. We're not under law. We're under grace. So what does this mean? It means when the house of God begins to stand in the judgments that are righteous and true, when you and I stand in the grace and assert what God has done in our life, and we stand in the forgiveness that's forever ours, and we stand in the righteousness that's been freely given, that's what God wants. Before you became a Christian, the ministry of the Holy Spirit was to convict you of sin. Now that you are, it's to convict you of righteousness. It's a different game plan. You're in a different kingdom. You're not in the old one anymore. 1 Corinthians 3:12. Now if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and straw, each one's work will become clear. For the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire. And the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. And if anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, as yet through fire. Is anybody getting this? If you stand in faith in his grace, your works will prove out. You will receive deliverance. You will receive healing. You will receive forgiveness and peace. You will stand in it, and when the fire comes and the testing is rolling on you, even though you're in the middle of some cold, you're going to stand and come through on the other side of it. Even though you're wrestling through treatments, you will prove true if your judgment stands with his. However, if your works are still the works of the flesh, they will burn. Your works will come to nothing, but you yourself are saved. Doesn't touch you, just touches the things that you were about. You see that? Judgment as in a revenge. Jude 1:5. Execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds for which they have committed in an ungodly way, and of all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him, which was Christ. Hebrews 10:30. For we know him who said, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. And again, the Lord will judge his people. This isn't about God judging you. This is about God judging the sinner. You know, Jesus said, if you don't believe in me, you will die in your sins. And you will come into judgment. We don't want to go there. We don't want anybody to go there. Because nobody can come before a holy God in judgment and survive. No one. God is going to execute judgment and all. But it's not happening now. Not this judgment. That judgment is to come. How many of you have heard of the judgment seat of Christ? Romans 14:10. But why do you judge your brother, or why do you show contempt for your brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Wow, brothers and sisters in Christ standing before the judgment seat of Christ. What kind of judgment is that? Verse 14, if anyone's work is built and it endures, he will receive a... Where's that going to happen? It can happen in this life, amen? But there will be a judgment seat of Christ with rewards. It's going to be an award ceremony. You ever been to one of those? Where they're passing out awards to all the MVPs, and this one did that, and this was the best this and the best that. God wants to reward you publicly in front of all his family for the things you did in faith with standing in his grace. Yeah. You say, well, the judgment seat of Christ, isn't that the judgment? No, it's not the judgment of sinners. There's another one. Anybody know what that one is? Great white throne. See that one in Revelations. Some of you are looking confused. I understand that. I understand that. I'm trying to help you not be. You will not stand before the great white throne of judgment. Not to be judged. Not for rewards. You know what that throne is? The sheep on the left or on the right, the goats on the left. Remember that one from Matthew? The sheep enter in, the goats get cast into outer darkness, the lake of fire. That's what that is. That's a coming judgment. And you and I are not a part of that. We will watch and weep. Why? Because we're going to see the end of those who did not accept Christ. I can't imagine us watching that and cheering. Not one. Can you imagine what that's going to be like? Because that is the final. Ever had a final exam? You know what a final exam is? It's the final for the class. That's it. There's no more. That's it. There's no more. And I saw a great white throne, and him who sat on it. Who's sitting on the throne? It's not Jesus. Hello? This is the judgment seat of Jesus. This one's the Father. Anybody see a difference? I see a big one. From whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God. And books were opened, and another book was opened, which was the book of life. And the dead. Who are the dead? How many of you know that when you became a born-again Christian, you were made? You were made alive. You're not the dead. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books. And the sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead. Death and Hades? What's that? How many of you know that when your loved ones pass on, and this is what I say about my mom, I'll see you on the other side, Mom. And when there's no more hindrances and encumbrances and misunderstandings. Sorry, I wasn't expecting that. Where was I?
Hades.
Many of us think when they die, they go to heaven. And that's true. They're going to go to heaven. But according to Jesus on the cross, he said to them, to the thief, you today will be with me in paradise. And when the rapture takes place, those that are dead in Christ will rise first. Where are they rising from? Paradise. And after all this judgment is done, then we enter into heaven. Hello? So that's what that is. Hades delivers up the dead who were in them, and they were judged, each one according to their works. We're going to be watching this. It's got to be incredible. It's got to be, what? What is this? Right? That can't be a dry eye. It can't be. No wonder the scripture says, there will be no more tears, and no more sorrow, and no more pain, and no more sickness and disease. He's going to wipe the tears from our eyes. Because we're going to see all of the dead going into hell. And we could have been one of them, and we know some of them. And maybe we could have done something about it. I can't imagine one dry eye. This is going to be an amazing, beyond and over the top event. And when it's over, we're probably going to be in shock. And the Father's going to come up to us, the Spirit's going to come up to us and wipe away our eyes and say, now enter in. Forget these things. Forget these things. That's huge. Huge. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire, and this was the second death. Did you know there were two deaths? The one you die physically and the one you die spiritually. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. You know the whole world knows this? They are running around pretending like God doesn't exist. They're pretending around, pretending like there's no judgment coming. We can just do whatever. They're lying out of their teeth and they're deceiving their own hearts. Everybody knows there's a judgment. Everybody knows there's a God. Everybody knows there's something wrong with this world and it's got to be made right. What's going on? And we know. We know, don't we? We know what's going on. How about 2015? We find one or two others. Just one of each of us find one or two others and help them to know what's going on. Amen. I don't even know if I want to talk about that. Yeah, I do. This is Chronicles 6:14. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. What does that mean? It means that the game rules are already set up. Law of sowing and reaping is already happening. You throw a rock into the water, you're going to get a splash and you're going to get ripples. Everything, every decision has its consequences. Those are the judgments that are in the earth. You understand what I'm getting at? And this is what I want to end on. Judgment of grace. We're in the day of the church. We're in the day of grace. This is the judgment that we're in. And it is powerful. It is powerful. Therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men. We all know we're in judgment. No one is at peace with themselves. Everybody senses the condemnation. Everybody senses there's something wrong, resulting in condemnation. Even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. We need to stand in that justification, not just for ourselves, but for those around us, so that they'll see the light. And I look at you and say, how can you be at such peace with these things? And you know why. Because the Prince of Peace is your peace. James 2:13, for judgment is without mercy to the one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. Thank God. None of us would make it. How good is God? How good is mercy? It's greater than judgment. We get to make it. If you're born again, you are a manifestation of mercy triumphing over judgment. Live in that mercy. Enjoy that mercy. Empower that mercy. Walk in that mercy. Be grace-minded. Father, I pray that we are no longer judging one another according to the flesh. Judge not, lest we become judged. But we judge according to the Spirit and what the Spirit says and what Jesus has done and who we are in Christ, identifying with the truth, the life, and the way. Walking in that mercy that belongs to us because of what Jesus has done. When you see us, you see Jesus. When you see us, you see life, and we are alive. May we be vessels and channels and witnesses to those who have not understood or heard. May we be willing. May we be useful, fruitful, productive. We know there is a coming judgment, and we know there are judgments in the earth, and we know there are judgments that we are to make, and we make them in Jesus' name.